Welcome to the godshow.us daily. Tonight's undercard bout. Nobody bought a ticket for this one. The arena is half empty. The concession stand is out of nachos. And two fighters are climbing into a ring, built entirely out of one person's question about whether they are living too carefully. One question. 15 wisdom traditions. A judgment that might go the full 15 rounds, or end with a single cold audit in the second. Let's find out which.
The Godshow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question. If my best ideas only come at the quiet hours, does that mean my ordinary life is too tame to think in? Answer yes. Your days are padded, managed, and safe. You've engineered a life where the only honest hour left is the one you're too tired to perform in. Answer no. Your ordinary hours are the argument the idea had to win first and the verdict just comes late. Both roads lead somewhere real. If my best ideas only come at those quiet hours, does that mean my ordinary life is too tame to think in? Absurdism goes for the nerve ending immediately. It says the permission is the idea, not the hour. You decide in the dark that nothing is watching. Failure has already happened. The stakes are low enough to think violently. And then, this is the part that stings. It says the universe is holding you with that same absolute indifference right now. At this ordinary hour, it never had a guard to lower. You were just waiting for it to.
Stoicism basically calls that out directly. It's not romantic about the dark at all. It says exhaustion stripped your excuses. The hour didn't make you brilliant. It just ran out of reasons to let you off. And then it asks, have you ever sat down mid-afternoon with the same willingness to be wrong, not dramatically, not with the costume of sleeplessness on, just pressed on something without the drama giving you permission?
I think about that in a hardware store aisle. You're holding the wrong size of something, wrong bolt, wrong bracket, and you just stand there for a minute, genuinely stumped, and something completely unrelated to home repair becomes obvious. Not because the aisle is inspiring, because you stopped performing competence for 30 seconds. Judaism has a version of this. It says your late night moment isn't genius arriving, it's a verdict after a long session of court. The whole day was the argument the idea needed to win.
That's actually where these traditions fracture. Judaism and absurdism both say the day does work, they just disagree about what kind. Judaism thinks the friction of ordinary hours is generative. The argument is the point. Absurdism says those same hours are just noise you finally let go of. One tradition says your afternoon was building something. The other says it was in the way. You can feel the difference in your chest if you actually pick a side.
Home Alone gives us Kevin McAllister. Yes, the movie. The kid who booty traps his house with paint cans and a BB gun. He doesn't become a tactical genius because his family abandoned him. He becomes one because the house got quiet enough and then dangerous enough to require it. The aftershave scream, that cold shock in the bathroom mirror, is just proof the nerve endings still work. Vedanta would say something adjacent. The late night version of you who feels finally awake is the same one who was asleep at noon, and neither is actually you. The witnessing awareness, tattvam asi, that's what was thinking the whole time. Your ordinary life isn't too tame. It's too loud with the person who needs to feel extraordinary before they'll commit to a thought. To whoever asks this, the traditions are not agreeing you're wasting your days. They're disagreeing about why those days feel locked. That is the more useful fight. Come back tomorrow. The question of the day is already waiting.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to dyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. TheGodShow.us is free and daily, and yours, if it's been useful. Subscribe, share it, or drop your own question at thegodshow.us and see what 15 traditions do with whatever is keeping you up. Tonight's undercard bout went the distance. Nobody knocked out nobody. One question is still standing in the center of the ring, holding the wrong bolt, waiting for an ordinary afternoon, brave enough to think in it. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.